Okay, the meeting is being recorded. Means that it's time to begin this year. Okay, yesterday we discussed a little bit the top Tosfos on Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis that starts on Amud Aleph, goes over to Amud Beis. What Tosfos shows from the Gemara in Brachas that basically the Mishnah that says a difference between Yoshvu and Hesedu. That if everybody, I invited a lot of guests to eat by me, and then they come, and then you're serving hors d'oeuvres, and you're serving a snack, and everything. Everybody says their own broch, even Yoshvu, even if they sit down in different seats, and they wash for bread, each one has to say his own hamotzi. But Hasebu, once they have Hasebu, then Echad, Mivarach Lukulam. So that Mishnah, and Bizman Hazeh, we never have any Hasebu, only a Pesach night we eat the Hasebu. So Tosfos writes over there, Yeshiva di danke Hesebu d'tu. The maximum achila b'kviyas that we have today is that we eat b'yeshiva around the table. So that distinction between Yoshua and Hesebu means that you have to eat b'kviyas, that one can be mitzvah the other with the brachas, even though the Mishnah is talking about bracha vagina, but it applies to benchim mezumen as well. Because that's the Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Ran and the Rif, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, quoted the Yerushalmi that said that there were three cases of, well, we don't allow Shemei Kohen. We only go and said Midrabbanan. In our Torah, you always say Shemei Kohen. Midrabbanan, you don't say Shemei Kohen by Kriyashma and by Tvila and by eating food. So that goes both the bracha before and the bracha after eating food. Unless it's Pasve Yayin, where there's Achila Bikvias and Hesebu and Alib Bayas, Yeshiva Didan Kesebu Didu. So pas v'yayin, you can say a bracha to be motzi yad. It's fine. So that's what Tosfos shows, that Mishnah that distinguishes between everybody eating b'kviyas, b'chod kviyas, as opposed to each one eating on his own, applies both to the mezumen and to the bracha rishana to be motzi. So Tosfos raises an issue that the Gemara in Brachas tells a story. The Tanoim was sitting around and they finished eating and they didn't have any bread. So they weren't going to bench Birchas HaMazon. So they had Paris. They were reading Paris from the Shuvas HaMidim, Shenishtapcha Behem Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Gamliel was Mechabed Rabbi Akiva that he should bench. Why to bench? Because Rabbi Gamliel's opinion is that the pasuk that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'gir V'Zaretz Chita Sarah Gefen and Tein Avarim and Eretz Zeh Shem and Advash Eretz Yisrael B'miskenes Tochal Balech Mechalta V'Savata V'Rachta Sashem Alakecha. The Chalta V'Savata V'Rachta goes on everything. It doesn't only go on Eretz Yisrael B'miskenes Tochal Balechem. It goes on Chita Sarah Gefen and Tein Avarim. So if you have a group of people who, so if people ate grapes, or people ate Rimonim, or people ate Gefen, Teina, Rimon, Zayis, and Tamarim, Dvash is Dvash Tamarim. If you ate Tamarim, you have to recite Gimel Brochas. You have to recite the whole Bichos HaMazon. So Rabbi Gamliel was Mechabed, Rabbi Akiba, he should bench Rabbi Gamliel. She tossa holds that you say Bichos HaMazon. Is Mechabed Rabbi Akiba that he should say the benching, he should be Mezamin, bench for everybody. And then Rabbi Akiba said, that's your opinion, but we don't pass like you. So he said, Aloeitz Vaprihoitz. He didn't say Gimel Bracha. He didn't say Birchas HaMazon. So Tosfos asked, but we just said, Eim Zamnim Ala Peres, that you can't say a Bracha Achroina to be Motzi other people unless it's Pas and the Zimun together. So the whole Chabura offers one Bracha Achroina. But so Rabbi Akiva was saying, Aloeitz Vaprihoitz. So how was he mitzi the other people? So Tosfos said, Nachanami. Rabbi Kiva just said, we don't paskan like you, so I'm going to say Aloeitz Vaprihoitz and have in mind not to be mitzi anybody else, because he can't be mitzi anybody else with Aloeitz. It can't be mitzi other people, unless you have Zimun. And name is Amnim Ala Peres. There is no Zimun on the Peres. So Tosfos says, so what did Rabbi Gamliel think? Rabbi Gamliel was mechabin him that he should bench for the others, but name is Amnim Ala Peres. So Tosfos says, no, Rabbi Gamliel, the Shitos, I thought, his opinion is, Eretz Yisrael, the Chalta V'Savata V'Rachta goes back on everything, on all the Shivas Aminim. So the Shitos of Rabbi Gamliel are going to say Birchas HaMazon, then it is Mezamnim Ala Peres, because he's going to say Birchas HaMazon. Whenever you say Birchas HaMazon, you have three people, So you do bench mezuma, so then one can be moitzi all of the others. But Rabbi Akiva l'shita seinu, that we don't pass like Rabbi Gamliel. We pass, and Emor explains there in Brochus, it says, Eretz chitu sargef and temerimon, Eretz, second time, Eretz eishem and advosh, and third time, Eretz eshadob miskenes l'chal balechem l'chal tebesavot tebirach. So Eretz hipsiku inyan. So we say that chal tebesavot tebirach, that the arayse, b'chus hamos, and the arayse, if he had kidei sviya, only goes back on Eretz eshadob miskenes l'chal balechem, only goes on the lechem, doesn't go back on the first. Rabbi Gamliel thinks not, so Rabbi Gamliel thinks chal tebesavot goes back on everything. The other Rishonim, who the Rishonim say, a lot of Rishonim in Shulchan Aruch, they quote, a lot of Rishonim hold that Bracha Achas Meyein Sholosh is also deraisa. That's a big machlekes. They say Eretz Hipsik Leinyan, it says Eretz Shelev Miskenes Tachal Balechem, says Eretz three times. So the third time that it says Eretz Shelev Miskenes Hipsik Leinyan, that the Gimel Brachas. You say Gimel Brachas, that only goes back on Lechem. It doesn't, Gimel Brachas doesn't go back on the Zayminim, but on the Zayminim, you do have to say a Bracha Achreina Deraisa. You do have to say a Bracha Achreina Deraisa, that Ala Michya and Ala Geffen and Ala Eitz, while Priho Eitz will be Deraisa to say Bracha Achas. That's an interesting Chiddush. They hold that's a big question. When we recite Birchas Hamazon, we say Gimel Brachas. Azanas HaKol, then Al-Oretz Val-Hamazon, and then we, because we learn Pshat and the Pasuk, V'chalta V'svata V'rachto Es Hashem Alakech, we thank HaKadosh Baruch for the fact that He gave us the food. Al-Oretz, we thank HaKadosh Baruch for the fact that He gave us Eretz Yisrael. Atoiva is a reference to Yerushalayim. Hohar Atoiva Hazeh B'Halvonan, and the two aspects of the city of Eretz Yisrael, and officially Al-Pidin, it's Ir Avira. And number two, that it's the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash. So we're supposed to thank the third bracha. Now the Beis HaMikdash is in the state of Churban. We don't have any Malchus Beis David, but when we're Shonim Ketikunim and Vais Rishain, so the third bracha was, we thank you, not Rachim Lahai Rachmanis. We thank you over the fact that you gave us Yerushalayim as the capital of Medina's Israel under Jewish control. And we thank you that you gave us the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says that David HaMelech, when he established Yerushalayim as the capital, he moved to the capital from Hebron. He was first in Hebron for 7 years, then in Yerushalayim for 33 years. So when he moved to Yerushalayim and established Yerushalayim as the capital, he then composed the first half of the third bracha. We thank you for establishing Yerushalayim as the capital. Then when David HaMelech wasn't permitted to build a Beis HaMikdash, he wanted very much to. The Nobi told me you're not allowed to, because Dam Rab Shafachta, he killed a lot of Palestinian terrorists, he did a big mitzvah, but the Beis HaMikdash has to be a Makom Shalayim, and you're an Ish Mochama. So when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he established Yerushalayim as the second half. That is the Mokam of Akrobus HaKabonis. So he composed the second half of the third bracha. After the destruction of the Bais Rishon, then they changed the Nusach HaBracha. Then it's no longer, thank you for establishing Yerushalayim as the capital. There's no more Medina. There's no more capital. Thank you for giving us Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore. You only thank the Rebbe Shalom for what he gave you that you have. What he gave you and it took away. So you don't thank him. So Mistama, during the 7 years of Golas Babel, they said Rachim No on everything. By Sheni, they probably had a different Nusach. We thank you for giving us the Beis HaMikdash. We thank you for giving us the Beis HaMikdash. And we thank you for having Yerushalayim as the capital, but it's not really Yerushalayim as the official capital. When the Rambam writes in the beginning of Perek Aleph, Hinuchos Melachim, Yerushalayim is the official capital, when you have the Malchus Beis David there, when you have the Malchus Hanavcheres, so then Yerushalayim is the official capital for the official government. The whole Beis Sheni period, there was no Malchus Beis David there. So they said half. The third bracha maybe was Noy de Lecho. We thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the Mokam. We thank you for giving us Beis HaMikdash. And Rachim Noah have Rachonas HaMalchus Beis David. After the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, everything is Rachim Noah. Have Rachmanis on on Yerushalayim, the capital, and have Rachmanis on Malchus Beis David, and have Rachmanis al Tzion Mishkan Kvedecha, Malchus Beis David Mishrechecha. Abayis HaGadosh, have Rachmanis on everything. Yeah. So that's, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all these things. So there's a Machlekes HaRishayim, when you recite Birchas HaMazon, is that the Raisa that you have to say three separate brachas? First bracha, we thank you for giving us the food. Second bracha, thank you for giving us Eretz Yisrael. The third bracha, we thank you for giving us the Beis HaMikdash and the Malchus Beis David and Yerushalayim as the capital. Is that a din there? It has to be three brachas. And maybe Menator, you can really combine all three themes, everything in one bracha. So that's a big machlekes, because the Gemara says in brachas that the poyalim, who work for someone else, they're not self-employed. They work for someone else. They're not supposed to. Well, they're supposed to put in a full day's work. They're not supposed to take coffee breaks all the time. They're not supposed to call their wife on the phone and talk to their friends on the phone. They're supposed to work the whole time. So when they finish eating their lunch and they recite Birchas HaMazon, so the Gemara says they abridge the Birchas HaMazon. They say the first bracha, then they combine the second and the third brachas into one, and then the fourth bracha, Tev HaMeitiv, they delete completely. Because Hatavamekta was love their races, he leave it out. So the Rishonim are bothered with Akasha, but it's supposed to be Gimel Brachas, their races. So how can they combine the second and the third Brachas? So there's a Machlokes Tosfos in the Rashba. What's the difference? I think Tosfos answers, Yeshkech b'yad chachamim v'akadov menator b'shei v'altasa. Just like the chachamim had the right to do away with Tkiyah Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and similar cases that they told you not to put in tzitzit and a beged shel pishtan. Yesh kach b'achachamim lakadav menatar b'shei v'altas. Enka we paskin. Enka b'achachamim lakadav menatar b'kum v'yaseh. The chachamim do not have authority to allow us to drive to the synagogue on Shabbos to violate averus, but they do have authority to tell us. Mitam Gzeira, if there's a great Tzorach, they have the right to tell us not to fulfill the mitzvah. So the Chachamim told us we should be conscientious workers when we're employed by someone else. We should put in a full day's work, and we shouldn't cheat the balabas, and we should combine the second with the third brachas. Leave out the fourth bracha, the Hateva Meitav Lav Deraisa. So if you leave it out, so that's called Heimamra Beheimamra. It's only Midrabbanan. So the Tanaim, the Chacham, have a right to tell the Poilim that they should dispense with the fourth bracha, Tev Amet, of Lav Deraisa. But they're combining the second and the third bracha, that is Deraisa. So Tev says, Yesh kach laka b'shei b'altasa. The Rashba in brachas, and not Tev's kasha, says, no. All of these themes have to be included in Atar, but in Atar doesn't have to be in three different brachas. So some Rishonim say, true, we disagree with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel holds Vechalta v'Savota v'Rachta, goes back on everything, goes back on all the Shivas Aminim. But it's Taka Eretz Hipsikulinyan, the third Eretz. Eretz Ashulay b'Mitzkenes Tachal B'Lechem Hipsikulinyan. It's Hipsikulinyan that you only need Gimel Brachas on Lechem, but on the previous ones, just like on Lechem, we assume only if he ate Kedei Sviya. So on the previous ones, before the Lechem, before the third time Lechem, on Geffen, Teina, Rimon, Zayis, and Tamarim, and the Shivas Aminim, Aloetz, Alpihuetz, Alagefen, Alpihagefen, is their Isa, but it doesn't have to be Gimel Brochas. So those Rishonim are assuming that Gimel Brochas is their Isa, and Alagefen is their Isa, provided that Yadke, they Svir. If it just ate a little olive or a couple of olives, it didn't, he ate it as a snack. He didn't eat that really as a filling meal. He took a cup of wine. He's still hungry, unless you taka drank so much wine that you had kedei svia. So if you had kedei svia, so then the group of Rishonim held that is the raisa, that you have to say a bracha achrayna. And according to the Rashba, that ben atoira, the bichas hamazon and pas, if you ate kedei svia, can be combined in one bracha. So what are you going to say? The whole need for gimel brachas is only midrabbanan. So what are you going to say? Eretz Yipsiko Inyan. You can't say Eretz Yipsiko Inyan. Eretz Yishalev. It's going to stachal b'lechem. Only alechem they need gimel brach. Alechem you don't need gimel brachas. You need all of the themes mentioned. So how can you say that on the Shivas Aminim, other than lechem, There's a din deraisa that I have to say aloeitz or pihoeitz. So what's the difference between lechem and the other shivas? I mean, it means that it's only by the rabbanan mistam. The mistam, if you all like the Rashba, that the idea of the gimel brachas is only by the rabbanan, and in Torah, and lechem, you can really say alamich, you can say everything at one. In one bracha, then you have to say that when you say an shivas aminim, even if you ate kidei sviya, the whole aloeitz, the whole amichya will only be midrabban. Can't be minatur. If you say minatur, so what's the eretz ipsikuinim? And also, that's what Chacham Avadya points this out. Even according to those who show him a hold that ala gefen, ala aloeitz, rapihoeitz, and ala michya, if you have oatmeal cereal, if you have Wheaties or Cheerios, alamichya is their rice. It's only if you had kidei sviya. If you didn't have kidei sviya, if you walk away, you're still hungry, just out of kazayas. So just on bread, we paskin, only kidei sviya is their rice. If you had less than kidei sviya, it's only the rabbanon. So then on the shibas aminim also, it'll only be their rice to say aloeitz, alamichya, if you had a kidei sviya. So again, so that's an interesting line in Tosis, that Tosis says, according to Rabbi Gamliel, whose opinion is he doesn't hold Eretz Yitzchak Inyan, that you don't say Gimel Brachas. you say the whole Birchas Hamazon is the rice of a Gimel Brachas, even on the Shivas Aminim. So you're saying Birchas Hamazon. So then Tosis says you can bench Mezuman also. Em Zamnim Alaferis is only the way we paskin. Or if you had apples or oranges, not from the Shivas Aminim. But if you have Shivas Aminim, Rabbi Gamliel holds that you're mechuyev to say Birchas Hamazon, Gimel Brachas, Birchas Hamazon, then it'll be Mizamnim ala Peres. Then one could bench Baruch Shechan Mishalayv to Chayinu and bench to be Moitzi the others, the way Rabbi Akiva paskins. Rabbi Akiva was Kofatz, he jumped and he said, we don't accept your opinion. We say Aloeitz al Pihoeitz, and therefore everybody has to say his own Baruch Achreina, because they Mizamnim ala Peres, yeah. Taisus there in Brachas is bothered with Akasha. If according to Rabbi Gamliel, you say Gimel Brachas, if you have any of the Shivas Aminim, so who composed the text Aloeitz al Pihaitz, Alagefen al Piagefen, if you always say Birchas Hamazon? So according to Rabbi Gamliel, you rip out those two pages from the Siddur. There's no such thing as Alamichya, no such thing Aloeitz, Alagefen. So Taisus says, no, they say like Chacham Avadya pointed out. Rabbi Gamliel only says that he doesn't hold Eretz Yitzchak. So he holds the Chalta B'Savata Uveirachta. If he ate Kidei Sviya, goes back not only on Eretz Hashalev Miskenes Tachal Balechem, it goes back on all the Shivas Aminim, provided you had a whole meal from that. In other words, that was Kidei Sviya. You had a Kidei Sviya from the Shivas Aminim. But if you just had one of the Shivas Aminim as a snack, Rabbi Gamliel was also asking that you're only going to say Aloeitz or Pihoeitz. So he doesn't rip out the two pages from the Siddur. He also holds from the Brach Achren Aloeitz al Pihaitz. But he says sometimes if you ate Kidei Sviya of the Shivas Aminim, it'll be Gimel Brachas, and then you'll be Mezamnim, because you're benching Birchas Hamazon. If he didn't have Kidei Sviya just as it as a snack, so then the Brach Achren will be Aloeitz al Pihaitz. He'll also agree it'll be Aloeitz al Agefen al Pihagefen. And then he'll also agree that it's a Mezamnim al Apers. So that's the part of the Tosis that we left out. That's an important part. Okay. Yeah, so where do we leave off? That was the Hemshech of the Tosis on Daf Kuf Vav, Amud Beis, going over to Amud Beis. So let's go back. We left out a little bit about the Netilas Yadayim. So there were two Lashonis in the Gemara on Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis, Kuf Hei Amud Aleph going over to Amud Beis. The Gemara drew a distinction between Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim. The Mayim Rishonim can be hot water, and Mayim Achronim should not be hot. So the Gemara had two Lashonis. Mayim Rishonim is even acceptable if it's Yatzal Eretz, and Mayim Achronim can be warm, but it can't be Yatzal Eretz. Or they say, no, Mayim Rishonim Yatzal Eretz is not acceptable, but if it's warm, it's okay. Mayim Achronim shouldn't even be poshim, shouldn't even be warm. And there is a Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch had a Paskin. Shulchan Aruch writes Lahakel, not a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura. So the Mechaber writes Lahakel that like that one lashon in the two lashonis in the Gemara, two lashonis. The second line from the top on Kufayim and Beis, the Gemara says Ikad Masin Lo Asefa. So there was one lashon in the Gemara. So again, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Mayim Rishonim be permitted to wash even with burning hot water. That's Yatzal Eretz. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that a group of Rishonim, the Marshal, thinks that we should be machma like a group of Rishonim, but paskin like the other Lashon and the Gemara, that you should not use Maim Rishonim Yad Soledus. So why was there an issue? Why was there an opinion that they're not allowed to use Yad Soledus or Maim Rishonim? So I would have said that you're going to burn your hands. They're afraid you're going to hurt yourself. So Rashi doesn't say that. The top Rashi on Daf Kufan base writes an interesting pshat. Yad Soledus, Yad Nichvis. That's problematic. We usually assume Yad Soledus is less than Yad Soledus is based on the Loshen. The Shach and Yeridei explains. There's a Loshen, Asal de Bechila Mipanacha. We use that expression, the Baal Tfila, who Davins Vanamet says like that, Asal de Bechila Mipanacha, I jump away. So Yad Soledus means if you're not prepared for it, you put your hand in burning hot water, your hand is going to, you're going to have an instinctive reaction of jumping back. But you're not going to, it's not so scalding that you're going to have a red mark. Sometimes if you have water that's Yad Nichvis Bo, Mamish, your hand is going to, you stick your hand in for a second, it's going to turn red. You're going to burn your skin. So it's a little problematic. By Rashi writes Yad Soled, it's Yad Nichvis, but it's not the same. So that's an issue. That's an issue. Why did Rashi translate Yad Soled, it's Yad Nichvis? They're not the same. In fact, there is a din where we distinguish between Yad Saledis and Yad Nichvizboi. We say that there's no Bishul Biklisheni. We had that Benegir too. We had it Benegir to Basa Becholov. That's before the Mishnah on Kuv Dalet Amid Beis. So the Gemara says that Sof Sof, it's a Klisheni, Klisheni, Einim Avashel. It's not going to be Basa Becholov Deraisa, it's only Klisheni. And we have it in Hilchos Shabbos. That klisheni einim b'vashal, we have it by korban pesach, b'ashem alushal b'amayin ki im tzliyesh. It's a lav al terch men and no b'ashem alushal b'amayin feet. Korban pesach has to be tzliyesh, has to be broiled, has to be broiled. So if you eat a korban pesach melushal, if you cooked it in water or meiteris, so then you get malchus. It's a lav loisesa al terch men and b'ashem alushal. So that's only if it's cooked in a kli rishon. If it's cooked in a and it has to be chamei ha'ur. Has to be cooked with a fire. If you cooked it b'chami tveria, so that's not also not called bishul. That's told as sachama. It's only bishul. It's told as ha'ur. It's from the fire, and it has to be in a klivishon. In a klisheni, there's no din of bishul. Yeah. So the there's no bishul in a klisheni. So there's a Rambam in Hilchas, I think, in Hilchas Maisris, either Hilchas Trumas, Hilchas Maisris. Where the Rambam quotes the Gemara that minatora the iser to eat tevel, the obligation to be mafresh shumas and maisis on tevel is only after miruch and rias pnei abayis. What if you only had you had miruch but you didn't have rias pnei abayis yet? So the Gemara says you're allowed to eat achilas aroi, but you're not allowed to eat achilas keva. That's midrabban minatora. There is no such thing, but the Rabbanon, that's the din. You're not allowed to eat achilas keva, but you are allowed to eat achilas aray. So what constitutes achilas keva? So achilas keva means you eat a lot, and it's a whole meal. So that's called achilas keva. When do you say that just having a little snack is also labeled as achilas keva? And it's also with the Rabbanon, even though there wasn't yet the miruch and the rias ben habayis. So Gemara has a whole list, I think, of seven different things that are koveya. So one is that Shabbos kovas, whatever you eat on Shabbos is called achilas keva because the pasuk says the karas of the Shabbos oneg, the kedosh Hashem mechuban. So whatever, any snack that you eat on Shabbos is called achilas keva. There's even an opinion, we really don't hold like this, there's even an opinion in the Marachar Zarua, the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetiv quotes it from Achrayim, but it's in Rishayim already, that if you eat enough cookies, let's say you eat a whole box full of cookies, you eat a ton of cookies, the achilas keva, kvi asude, so then you have to wash and say hamoitzi and say birchas hamazon. You treat it mamish like pas. Pas habob kisnin is a subcategory of pas, but basically it is lechem. It is pas. So if you eat an achilas aroi, then you say mezainis and you don't have to wash and you say alamichya. And if you eat an achilas keva, then I treat it like real pas. So there is an opinion that when, and a lot of shuls, they have a kiddush after the davening, and they give cookies. So there's an opinion that whenever you eat cookies on Shabbos, it's amotzi, because whatever you eat, any little snack on Shabbos is called achilas keva. And if you eat cookies, achilas keva, if you kaveh suda, that's the question. Achilas keva, same thing as kaveh suda. Maybe it's not exactly the same. But that's what some achrenim say. If you eat the cookies on Shabbos, that's called achilas keva. Benigeit eating teva, benigeit achilas keva before miruach chorias b'habayis. So adenami, it's achilas keva for hamotzi purposes. So that's one gemara. Okay, so the one gemara, the Shabbos kovas. The gemara says that only Shabbos kovas, yontav is not koveya. There is saying Shabbos and yontav. It's a gemara in beitza. So you see that the din, it's a befevish gemara. The din of kibud v'yonik doesn't apply to yontav. The pasuk in Yishai, the karas of the Shabbos son, kadosh Hashem mechubad, only talks about Shabbos, doesn't talk about yontav. So the Rambam writes that all the four dinim, the two dinim in the Chumash, Zohar v'Sham, the two dinim in Divrei Kabbalah and Yishai, Kibud v'Yayinik, all four carry over to Yontav, because Yom Tov Maros Shabbos Hashem, because the pasuk says Esvartan Lacham in Machras Shabbos, that Yontav is also referred to by the Chumash as Shabbos. So all the four dinim of Shabbos, Zohar v'Sham, Kibud v'Yayinik, everything carries over to Shabbos. So that's what the Beis Halevi points out. Others point out also that Rambam is against the Gemara. But somehow the Rambam became more famous than the Gemara. People forgot the Gemara, and they all know the Rambam. That on Yontav there is a din of kibud v'yayinik. So what's called achilas keva, that you're not allowed to eat achilas keva before miruach and riyas pnei abayis? So Shabbos kevas mekach, if you bought it from someone else, also called achilas keva. If you grew in your own farm, then if you have a snack, it's achilas aroi. But if you bought it from someone else, mekach is kaveya, bishul is kaveya, melach is kaveya. A whole bunch of things are kaveh. So the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi that Bishul is kaveh, only Bishul Bikli Rishon. Bishul Bikli Sheni is not called Bishul, not for Korban Pesach, Basham Avushal, not for Basham B'cholov, and not for Malech HaShabbos. Bishul Bikli Sheni is not called Bishul, unless you did Bishul B'yad Nichlisbo. If you did Bishul in a Kli Sheni, and the water in the Kli Sheni is so burning hot, scalding hot, not just Yad Soledis, you'll jump away. Your instinctive reaction will be that you'll jump away. Not only Yad Soledis, Yad Nichlis Boy. So then there is Bishul Bikli Sheni. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyadam, has a Chumrah based on that. That even though we say in Hilchah Shabbos, that there's no Bishul Bikli Sheni, that's only if it's only Yad Soledis. But if it's Yad Nichlis, but then it would be Bishul Bikli Sheni. That's a big chiddush. So the Chazon Ish writes, the Chayyadim himself writes, it's a big chiddush. And the Pashtus is that this whole idea that the Rambam quoted from the Yerushalmi, that Bishul Bikli Sheni, there is Bishul Bikli Sheni if it's Yad Nichlis. So this whole idea is restricted only to Achilas keva before Rias Pnei Abayis. Because some of the other things that are kaveh, Mekach is kaveh, and Shabbos is kaveh, and Melach is kaveh, if you salt it. So Bishul Bikli Sheni, Biad Nechves is another thing that's kaveh, but it doesn't mean that it's Bishul and Kola Terakula. When you learn Yeridea, you don't have that. You don't come across that Chumrah. When you learn regular Yeridea with the Shachanata, some of the later posts can bring it up. But nobody says there that if you cook basa b'cholav in a Kli Sheni and you add nichvis, that it's going to be basa b'cholav deraisa. The later Achrayim bring it up. But here in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah quoted it from the Chayyadim. Before the Chayyadim, you don't have it. The Chayyadim himself says that it's really a chumra. So that's what the Chazon Ish, that's the Shaila. If you poured water from a kettle into a cup, so the water landed in the cup. So what's wrong to put in a tea bag? Why do you have to pour it into a Kli Shlishi? What's wrong with putting the tea bag into the Kli Sheni? So the Chazon Ish writes that people are machma because of that Chayyadim, because it's Yad Nichlisbo. And because the Mishnah Berurah quoted that Chayyadim, that if it's Yad Nichlisbo, then there is Bishul B'Kli Sheni, not only for Tevel purposes, even for Bishul B'Shabbos. So that's why it'll be a problem of Bishul on the tea bag. Okay, that's a big chumrah. Rav Soloveitchik said that in his family they didn't have that chumrah. when they would pour the water into the klisheni, they would put the tea bag in because there's no bishul b'klisheni. Yeah. Anyway, so again, so what does Rashi say over here? So I would have said, they didn't ask me, I would have said that why was there an opinion and why is the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like that? And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mashal that you shouldn't wash Mayim Rishonim with Yatzah letters. I would have said, because you may burn yourself. But Rashi doesn't say that. So Rashi says, in my Yatzah letters, man, Botlu v'nishtana mitores Mayim. It's Mayim Shenishtanu. Where is this Mayim Shenishtanu? I never heard of this thing. So we have a Mishnah in Mikvos that a mikveh has to have memsor. So what if you poured in a lot of wine, purple wine, dark black wine, so much that it have memsor of water, but I poured in so much wine that the whole mikveh looks discolored. The whole mikveh, it doesn't look like water. Doesn't look like water. It's this color. I poured in so much orange juice. I poured in so much ink that the whole mikveh is blue. I poured in so much chlorine. We once discussed it with Rabbi Tendler. So he said, if you poured in so much chlorine that you can see the water is green, then you're going to burn your eyes. The person that's going to go to mikveh, they never put in so much chlorine. We were discussing that they should put in, instead of pouring in liquid chlorine, they should throw in a chlorine pellet. Because the Mishnah says that din in the Mishnah Mikvos, that if you have a mikveh of memsor and nishtanu marav, nishtanu, the water, it doesn't look like water anymore. It looks like this color, a totally different color. That's a din midirabbanan. That's a gzer midirabbanan. Because the din is a mikveh has to be, mikveh mayim has to be water. And mei peris is not acceptable. Minatora. Mei peris is no good for a mikveh. So if you pour in so much wine and so much orange juice or so much ink into the mikveh that it changed the color, so people will think it's a gzera midrabbanan. People will think that you're allowed to be tovel and mei peris. And they may make a mistake next time to be tovel and mei peris. So that's why. So it's only a din midrabbanan. So where did we... Yeah, so that din midrabbanan, so the Mishnah says in Mikvah, that din midrabbanan only applies when it's nishtanu mara because you poured in a liquid that discolored. I poured in ink, or I poured in orange juice, or I poured in wine. What if I threw in a pellet, a chlorine pellet, a solid, and the solid changed the color of the whole thing? So that's a Mishnah that there's no problem. It does quote in Shulchan Aruch. The din of Shinim Mara is only the Rabbanan. Exer and Mishum, people would think that the Meperis is good. And it's only if it's Nishtan and Mara because of a solid, it doesn't pose a problem. So the din of Shinim Mara is a din of the Rabbanan by Mikveh. What does Rashi say over here? This is called Nishtanu, but it looks like water. It's just burning hot water. I cooked it up. What kind of a din of Nishtanu is this? So I didn't know what it was all about. So I looked in the Ritva. So the Ritva explained, he quotes, I think, a Rishon, who explains the Rashi. He said, there's a din in Zvochim. I didn't look it up yet. It's around Afchaf Aleph, where the Gemara in the second paragraph talks about Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So we say, we have a klal called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. This was a recurrent theme in Rav Soloveitchik Shurim. He would often learn a Gemara where that was dealing with the din de Rabbanan. He would always be thinking, what din deraisa was this din derabbanan pattern after? So here we have a din of netilas yadayim has to be from a kli, and the Gemara has on the next daf kuf zayin amud aleph that if you have a kli that has a hole in the bottom of it, a big enough hole that the water is not only sometimes have a little hole that you have a cup with a little hole. So the cup will hold a lot of water, and the water will be leaking out little by little. If you hold the cup for an hour, hold the cup for 5 minutes, all the water will go out, but it's not gushing out right now. So strictly speaking, you can use that cup for netilas yadayim. The Gemara just says you can't use it for netilas yadayim if it has such a big hole, a wider hole, that it's kainas mashke. If you would take this cup with this light crack on the bottom, and you'll put it in a bowl of water, and you hold the cup on top of the water, will the water enter? The water to go out through a tiny crack, the crack can be smaller because the water pressure is to go out. But if the question is, if you have a very slight crack, even if it's moitzi mashke, mashke will go out, leak out from it, but will it be koinis mashke? So the Gemara says, for the purpose of netilas yadayim, we still consider it a kli until it's koinis mashke. If the hole is so big that it's koinis mashke, then it's not called a kli. So even though it'll still hold water, a revius of water you'll be able to pour on your hands, netilas yadayim has to be from a kli. So if it's a kli shavur, it's not acceptable. I have to learn and kuf on the next daf on kuf zayin amav. There are going to be a few more details about the halachas of the kli. So we'll learn those. We'll learn those. So the Ritva quotes some Rishon. I think maybe the Rava. I think it was the Talmud of the Rava. Usually when he's quoting his Rebbe, that's the Rava. And sometimes he quotes the Rava's brother, Rabbeinu Pinchas Achi Rabbeinu. Pinchas Alevi. The Ra'o was always a very original thinker. Ben Pinchas was even more original, always with original interpretations in the Gemara, different from everybody else. So on this Rashi, he says that the Tilas Yadayim is a takana that called the Tikkun Rabban came. There is a Tikkun pattern after Kiddush Yadayim Baraglaim in the Beis HaMikdash, that you have to do Kiddush Yadayim from a Kli. You have to pour the water from a Kli. And he says that there's a Gemara in Zvachim. It should be around Daf Chaf Aleph or so. I just looked briefly in the Torah Tmima and the Pasuk in Kisisa, beginning of Kisisa, you have the din of Sisikir Nachoshis. So it says there the word Mayim twice. This is what the Ritva quotes. It says, that's in Pasuk Yud Ches, chapter Lamed, in Kisisa. Where does it say a second time? In so the word Mayim appears in Pasuk Yud Ches, when Asato Shama Moyim, then the word Mayim is repeated again in Pasuk Chaf. So the Ritva quotes the Ra'o, I think, who's quoting a Gemara, I think, but the Torah Tmima doesn't quote it. I didn't have a chance to look it up yet. Why does it say Mayim twice? It should mean Mayim Shalom Nishtanu. So it sounds like that's a real din deraisa. That Shinui Mare, the din of Shinui Mare in a mikveh is a din derabanan. Exer mishum, people will think that you can be toivel and may peris. So that's beferish, it's only mederabanan. But usually we say, call the tikkun rabanan kain deraisa tikkun. So what's the kain deraisa of Shinui Mare in a mikveh? So maybe it's kain deraisa of this din. That by Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, there is a din that if it, that's what the Ritva says, that if the mei hakir, when ishtanu marehem, if it doesn't look the color of water, it looks, you put in so much orange juice, you put in so much wine, that it doesn't look like water anymore. So that's a din deraisa that is not acceptable. So Rashi interprets that according to that version in the Gemara, the Yatzah lettuce is not acceptable for Mayim Rishonim. So instead of saying it's a chashash that you'll burn yourself, he doesn't say that. It's also called Mayim Butlu v'nishtanu mitoras mayim. Since it's a shinui, so it's kein deraisa tikkun netilas yadayim for bread is kein deraisa of kiddush yadayim raglaim in the Beis HaMikdash. And there there's a din mayim twice. She'd be mayim shalom nishtanu. So yeah, so let is also nishtanu. So it's not considered normal water, even though it has the color of water. So the Ritva doesn't like Pirish Rashi. Why is that called nishtanu? If you pour in ink into the water, or you pour in wine, or you pour in orange juice, so it's going to be nishtanu. You have burning hot water, nishtanu. So you wait 2 minutes and it'll cool down. It won't be atzel lettuce anymore. How can you call that nishtanu? It's only a shinui temporarily. If you wait long enough, it's going to change. But that's a fascinating Rashi. That Rashi, that's how the Ritva quotes the interpretation of Rashi, that they instituted Netilas Yadayim from a Kli is a kain deraisa tikkun of Kiddush Yadayim v'raglaim from a Kli. And just like by Kiddush Yadayim v'raglaim, there's a din deraisa, that's what he quotes a Gemara in Zvachim, that has to be Mayim Shalom Nishtanu. So too, over here, it can't be Nishtanu. The whole thing is interesting. And that to say that the din of Shini Maran and Mikvah is also Keder Isa Tikkun. Keder Isa, by Mikvah, it's only a Xer de Rabbanah. It's not a real din de Isa. Anyway, I found that a very fascinating Rashi. So then the Gemara continues on Kuvav, Omer Aleph, and there's a machloikis between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Can you do Netilus Yadayim Maim Rishonim, not Maim Rishonim? Can you do Netilus Yadayim with Chami Ha'ur? There's a word, Aleph of Resh. If you pronounce it Or, it means light. If you pronounce it Ur, it means fire. So Chami Ha'ur means water that was heated by a fire. So Chami Ha'ur, burning hot water, is a machleg, is Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it is good. And that's how we paskan, that it is good. That's how the Megadol paskan, even Yaretzolet is good. And that corresponds with that brisa from Kufamid Aleph going over to Kufamid Beis. How does Chizkiya disagree? He holds that it's no good. The Rashi says, just like the Gemara says, Rab Tanahu Palak, so Chizkiya is also, Rab was the first generation of Amoraim, so Chizkiya is also the first generation. He's also Chizkiya Tanahu Palak. Taisus is upset about Rashi. They say, Bechina Pirish Bekuntras. The last two lines in the Taisus, Ibam Asal Chami Ha'ur, and Kuvav and Meralef, the second Taisus from the top. They say, what did Rashi have to say to Chizkiya Tanahu Palak? No, there were two ways to read the Braise. Whether Yatzalet is good for Maim Rishonim, but for Maim Achronim, only lukewarm is good. Or lukewarm is good for Maim Rishonim, and Maim Achronim shouldn't even be lukewarm. Chizkiya holds the other pshat. What did Rashi have to say? Chizkiya is choylik on the brice. Okay. So so the Gemara had a machalak as Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. How do we paskin? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Shaalti, he was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Shaalti is Rabbi Gamliel ben Osho Rebbe. He spoke to the son of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, the same generation. Bochel Paris, they all lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. And he used to go to Mikvah all the time. They all do Netilus Yadayim with Yatzah lettuce, water, and there's no problem. Okay, so that's Maaseh Rav. If that's what that was the practice that they had. So he passed on like Rabbi Yochanan, who quotes from Rabbi Gamliel, said, Kol Gedoli Galil, all the big Talmidei Chacham did like that, fine. Then Machami Tveria, there's a Vaita Machlokes. Chami Tveria is, it's not Chami Ha'ur, it's naturally burning hot springs. So what's the Shaila here? So Rashi learns, Chami Tveria, the Mishnah Brura writes on this simen, a simen kuf samach, and kuf nun tes, hilchas until sedaim. There's one Mishnah Brura where he writes, ayin lechem chamudas, that's by the Tesis Yontif on the bottom of the page of the Rosh, ayin lechem chamudas perakalabasar, ois lamet ches. I think it probably means lamet hey. Maybe it's a misprint. Anyway, so the lechem chamudas has a long arichas on this. He's quoting from the Beis Yosef. That there seems to be a machloikis, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yoina. What's the problem here by Chami Tveria? So Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's no problem. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Noitlam hem layadam, that even Chami Hur is good. So Chami Tveria is also good. No, I said it wrong. No, come on. So Chizkiya holds that Chami Ha'ur is no good. Yatzalet is Chami Ha'ur is no good. Chami Tveria is no good. If it's Yatzalet is, it's no good. So the Chizkiya holds it the same. And Rabbi Yochanan, who disagrees by Chami Ha'ur, and holds that what? That you can do Netilus Yadayim even in Yatzalet is bo. But Chami Tveria is Mochomer. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Chami Tveria is Mochomer. Kol gufa toivel behem. If you want to be toivel in a mikveh, even though the Chami Tveri is burning hot, Yatzaletis, that's not a problem. But if you want to do Netilus Yadayim, again, Chizkiya Amar Einait Mehem Layadayim. Just like Chami Ha'ur is no good, Chami Tveri, Yatzaletis is no good. Einait Mehem Layadayim, he can't do Netilus Yadayim. But if you have a mikveh with mem so, if you have a mikvah of, if you have a mikvah burning hot water, so a person can be toivo his hands. Let's say you want to eat bread. So you can either do netilas yadayim, pour water from a cup on your hands, or you can do tfilas yadayim. You can be toivo your hands in a mikvah. How big does the mikvah have to be? Let's discuss that now. So the Taisus, the third Taisus, on Kuvava Manalev de Mamaskan to Paskinu. So Taisus quotes a Gemara, it's a Gemara in Psochim, in the first parak, in the end of the first parak, you have the Sugya, Mchaninis Gan HaKoenim, and it's a Nozer Daf Lamaches. So Taisus quotes from Nozer Daf Lamaches. The Gemara says that Min HaTorah, if you have Machten Bitsinorius, you have a needle, is Tomei, or you have a tiny little fork that became Tomei, and you want to be Toivalit to remove the tumor. So you don't need memsah. Memsah is only needed for tefillah sodom. I'm shekogu for elu b'hem b'asachas. When a person is toivel in a mikvah, let's say you have a kli that has a long handle. So you toivel it in a mikvah, you have to be submerged, the whole kli, under the surface of the water, b'asachas. You can't dip in one end of the fork now and the other end of the fork later. You have to have the whole fork should be in the water, b'asachas. So Adam v'shira chachamim, the chachamim established that by in this an Adam Beinoni can fit into Memsor. If it's a tiny baby that you want to be toivel in a mikveh, probably can fit in with 20 so. You don't need Memsor. And if a guy's a big, fat, giant, Og Melech HaBoshen, he won't be able to fit in Memsor. He's going to need much more than Memsor. So that's what Doruch HaShulchan writes. If a person is very big and tall and fat, he's going to need more than Memsor. The Daka Tshuva quotes Doruch HaShulchan, and he gets all upset. How can he say such a thing? The Gemara says it's halacha l'moshe mesina memso. How can he? It's like a pikur. What do you mean? But it has to be ma'am shekol gufo l'bem b'asachas. If he's tall, he's a giant, and he's fat, so he's not going to fit in less than memso. He's not going to fit into memso. He needs much more than memso. So I don't see what the kashan was against the hashulchan. But let's say it's a baby that you want to be toivam. So the Mishnah says you still need Memsor. So that's the question. The Lashon HaGemara is, V'shiru Chachamim, the Chachamim established that Adam Beinoni can only fit into Memsor. But what if he's not an Adam Beinoni? What if he's a baby? So baby can fit into less than Memsor. So it's only with the Rabbanan that Tefillah of a baby needs Memsor. So most of the Rishayim assume not so. Maybe all, at least most of the Rishayim for sure hold. The Memsor is a Dinder. I said the Lashon of the Gemara, V'shiru Chachamim, means when the Chachamim were establishing the din deraisa, so they decided that that's the din, that a mikveh shekol gufo elu b'masachas for an Adam Beinoni is memsor. So even for an infant, you need memsor. But if a kli, if you have a tiny little fork or a spoon, you want to be toivel in a mikveh, so min haTorah revius is enough, if you can fit into a revius. So the Gemara says in Nazir, that's the Gemara in Psochem also. And the din is, we had the pasuk in Parsha Shmini. Last week we had Parsha Shmini. So it says, Ach ma'im bar mikvah ma'im yihye tohor. So the pasuk shot in the pasuk is, if a person is toivel in a mikvah or a mayon, he will be tohor. And when he is toivel in a mikvah, the mayon, not only is he tohor, after he walks out, we don't say the tumah is now transmitted to the water. If a person touches a person is tummy and he touches water in a cup, so the water becomes tummy. But if he's tovel in a mikveh, even though his tummy digger body is touching the water, since the water constitutes a mikveh, so it's not mekabel tumah. So the Gemara says in Psochim in the first parak, what if you have a little puddle of water on the ground that it rained and you have a puddle of water? You have more than a revius of water in the puddle. When the sun will come out, everything will evaporate and some of the water will be absorbed in the ground. Even the concrete also absorbs the water. So after a while, all the water will be absorbed. All the water will either evaporate or be absorbed. But for a while, there's going to be a puddle of a revius. So the Gemara says, since a revius constitutes a mikvah min haTorah for tefillas kelim, you don't need memsor for tefillas kelim, only for tefillas adam. So therefore, if an Adam Tommy touches the puddle of water, it won't be Mekabel Tumah. I think with the Rabbanan, it is Mekabel Tumah, because they're Mevatel that din. They did away with that din. So that's the Gemara Nazir that Tosfos quotes. The Gemara gives off a list, gives a whole list of dinim that depend on a revius. That in order to say Baruch HaChreina, you have to have a revius. And for Abikosis, you need a revius. And a Nazir who drinks a revius of wine gets Malkus. A whole list of dinim. And then the Gemara says, why didn't they mention in the list in the Braisa? Why did they mention this din that a mikveh that has a radius of water is good, but not, is good to be toibel kelim? So the Gemara says, because batluhu l'reviyasa, bituli batlua, midrabbana der mevatlet, and when you toibel machtem it sinarius, when you toibel a little tiny needle or a little tiny fork, you need bamsoa midrabbana. So the Gemara says, that din midrabbana, that there are mevatl, tefillin, and revias, you need mamsa, that's only by a mikveh, by a mayon, they left it on a dinder, right? So that you don't need mamsa. So that's the machloikis that we mentioned on different occasions. A mayon doesn't need mamsa, that's for tefillas kelim. But for tefillas adam, you probably do need, that's what we assume, that's a machloikis of Hashem. Some Hashem hold even for tefillas adam, if a baby can fit into less than mamsa, so you don't need memsa by a mayon. You only need memsa by a mikveh. And I think most of the Rishonim hold not so. That for Tfilah Sodom, you always need memsa. We mentioned, I think, last week when we spoke about Parshas Shmini. I think we mentioned that the Rashba in the Torah Abayis has a gematria. Ve'hashiloach haholchim la'at. The Shiloach was a mayon on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. So it says, Ve'hashiloach haholchim la'at. And the word la'at, the water flows slowly, la'at la'at. So the word la'at lamed aleph tes is the gematria of mem, 40. So that's a beferish in pasuk that you need mem soa, because la'at is gematria mem. So it's a beferish makar from the gematria that you need mem soa. I don't know where, maybe it's a medrash or something. I don't know if the Rashba made it up or is quoting a medrash somewhere. The mea shalach ha'ochem la'at is the gematria of mem soa. So the... So there's a Tosis on the last daf in Avodah Zarah, where Tosis points out that when we buy forks and knives, or we buy pots and pans from a nochri, there's a mitzvah of tefillas kelim. That's not because the kelim are tummy. Today, all of us are tummy. All the kelim are tummy. Everything is tummy. We're not going to succeed in removing the tumah. The tefillas kelim, when you buy from a nochri, is along the lines of the din of gerus. That's what the Yisav HaHetah, Rabbi Yoni, writes in the Sefer Yisav HaHetah Ha'oruch. And so Tosis says, when does the Gemara say in Psachim and Chamnin is going to coin him in Nozir Daf Lamed Ches? But Minotar, you can be told, Machtem et Sinorius, little forks and little spoons, unless the Mem saw, that's only if the Kelim Atomi want to remove the Tumah. But if you're talking about Kelim Anikhem and Anochrim, and that's like an act of Gerus, just like we shouldn't intermarry with the Nochrim, so we shouldn't use Nochri Kelim. We should be Megar the Kelim. So that's like a Tvila and a Mikveh for Tosefes Kedusha. When a Ger converts, he has to be Toivel and a Mikveh. And when a Kohen wants to put on Big Dekuna, so Bizmanche Big Dem Alem Kunasam Alem, so he's elevated to a higher level of Kedusha's Kunusha Bamigdosh when he puts on the Big Dekuna. So he has to go to the Mikveh in order to obtain, in order to acquire that higher level of Kedusha. So the same over here, when you toivel kelim hanikhem and anachrim, it's sort of a din like gerus. So that's and when there was bechiras hakohanim in Chumash, when the kohanim were chosen to be kohanim, so it says in Chumash, had to be toivel and a mikveh. Just like a ger hamizgar needs tefillah, and just like when they became kohanim in the first place, they needed tefillah. So when a kohen puts on big dikuna, he needs tefillah. So there are three different dinim that we spoke on different occasions. Three different dinim of tefillah and a mikveh. Sometimes you tevel, most of the time you tevel odem kelim. Ochlam and mashkim doesn't help tefillah and mikveh. Ain't lo tar and mikveh. But ochlam and kelim, except for klicheres, ochlam and kelim have tefillah and mikveh to remove tuna. Then there's another din of tefillah and mikveh to elevate the level of kedusha. That's by gerus, a ger hamizgar needs tefillah lihikuva, both by a man and a woman. And when the Kohanim were chosen, the initial time when the Kohanim puts on big dekuna, and when you do a tefillas kelim hanikhem in anochrim, so that's an inyan like geris haloas kedusha. Then there's a third din. Rabbi Chana Basman has a likut. Chana has a sefer on Yibamis that's called kibitz oris. As all the yeshivish Torah, he made it. He established what is the yeshivish Torah on Yibamis. So he has one whole essay. Where he quotes a lot of different sources that the din is in this week's Sedra, Tazria Mitzorah, Mitzorah. There's a din of Nida in Zava, that the Nida in Zava is an Avatuma. If she touches anything, she transmits the Tuma. And there's a din that a nida nezava asur labaylus. The two toli ze b'ze. Say, calls man, the woman is tameya, and she's metami, she's an avatumet, then she's asura to have tashmish, and isakaris. And when she becomes tahira, then she's muteris labayla. Is it toli ze b'ze? So he brings rice from the Mishnah, it's not toli ze b'ze. He can have a case where she's an avatumet, and she's muteris labayla. You have a case where she's asur labayla, and she's not an avatumet. It's not toli ze b'ze at all. So how does it help to, when she goes to the mikveh, find that removes, when she goes to the mikveh, that removes the tumah, but what kind of a din that removes the isa labayla? So it's a chidush din, like a mashal ma'adav adayma, a wild mashal. If there would have been such a din, there is no such din. I go to the store, I buy a tray for salami, I dip it, and the mikveh becomes kosher. There is no such din. I cook basa b'chalav, I dip it in the mikveh, becomes kosher. There is no such din. But that's what it is by the nida, by the zola. She goes to the mikveh. All right, we understand. It says in the Chumash that the tumah is removed. But the isa labayla is not a function of the tumah. Sometimes you have isa labayla without tumah. Sometimes you have tumah without isa labayla. So it's a chidush din, a chidush noisim, that there's a third din of tefillah in the mikveh. The nida, the zola, asur labayla. She goes to the mikveh, it's matar labayla. So a big chidush. Three different dinim. The dinim are not necessarily always going to be the same. Where does the Gemara have? The Gemara has a brisa here. Take a look. The second line from the top on kuvav on the base. Kol davar shechotzetz b'tfila b'guf chotzetz b'netilas yadayim l'chulin. Whatever constitutes a chatzitza, whatever is a chatzitza on Odom, is a chatzitza, when a person is tovel, so it's also chatzitza by netilas yadayim. So Tosis discusses, here the Tosis chol davar chotzetz, the little Tosis, on kuvav on the base. That's not always the case. That's only for oichel, but not for maga. If a person is touching the tilas yadayim to remove the tumah, in order that if he touches truma, he shouldn't passel it, because yadayim shnei same the rabbanon. So if he didn't wash the tilas yadayim and he touches truma or kachim, he'll passel it. But if he washed the tilas yadayim, then he removes the tumah, but he's not eating any bread. He's not eating truma. So the tilas yadayim for maga, for negiah, not for achila. So then you don't have all the chumras. The dinim are not the same. And the same thing for Ger HaMizgayer. There's a little Taisus Yishanim in Yevamis. The Gemara there, the Taisus Yishanim points out that there were a lot of chumris in Chatzitza for Mikveh, which don't apply to a Tvilas Hager. Because Tvilas Hager is not to remove Tumah V'Tara, and it's not to be Mata Labayla. It's Lahalos Kedusha. So there you can be more lenient. The dinim are not necessarily going to be the same. All the three forms of tefillah, the dinim will not necessarily be the same. But again, to chumris for the rabban, on the level of the raisa, they probably are the same. But on for dinim the rabban, they're not necessarily going to be the same, because the different dinim of tefillah. So again, getting back again, this was all by way of hakdama. So let's go back again to the gemara. So Chizkiya holds that you cannot use chami ha'ur, nor can you use chami tveri if it's yatzal eres bam. You cannot use it for netilas yadayim. Neither is good for netilas yadayim. Okay, nishtanu. Rashi said nishtanu. Okay. And if you don't like the Rashi, so you have to give it, maybe because chumra. They were only misakin netilas yadayim, but tzaynet, not b'chamen. And b'chamen means yatzal eres. If it's below yatzal eres, it's considered tzaynet. That's in Yeridei of the din. Anything below Yatzaledis, that's a shayla, how much is Yatzaledis? We spoke about it in the first parak. When the Gemara had the machlokes about the beis hashchita, whether the neck, when you shecht any given animal, is the neck of the animal Yatzaledis or is it below Yatzaledis? The maskana was that it's a tzainin. Beis hashchita is tzainin. What do you mean tzainin? It's very hot. Whatever is below Yatzaledis is tzainin. So how much is Yatzaledis? And that's a question. So he mentioned that, Rav Soloveitchik, he thought it's somewhere between 140 and 160. And the kashrus organizations in America, machma from 120 up. But the question is, let's say, yayin mevushal, there's no din of maga akum, so how high do you have to eat the wine that it should be considered yayin mevushal? So the one who gave the original, the tzelem arov, and now his stepson, the one who gives the hashgacha on kedem wine, the owner of kedem was Hungarian, so he went to the tzelem arov to give the hashgacha. So the one who gave the hashgacha followed the opinion that it's only called Yaim Mevushal if you heated it till the point of evaporation, till it's Mascha Lehismai, till 212. At 212 starts to evaporate, so that's called Yaim Mevushal. Now Moshe in the Tshuvas disagrees very strongly, and he says it's not true. The Orzarua had a suffix. Maybe you should say Hefsheru Zehu Bishuloi. Maybe if you just made it lukewarm, maybe it's enough to be called the Yaim Mevushal, that it doesn't have a Dina Magakum. So there is a rule, was Mesupik, so he said you have to be Machmer, that it's not enough, have share as a Bishul. But to say 212, Man Chashmei, where does that come from? No, Yatza lettuce is enough. So the question is, how much Yatza lettuce? So we say 120 is Yatza lettuce, that's Lahachmer. We say, if something is already 120, maybe it's already a problem of Bishul. Maybe it makes a trefa, maybe it makes a Vliya. If you have something that is burning hot, 120 degrees, maybe it makes a Vliya. But here you know, want to know what's the highest degree. It may be that 120 is Pashta, 120 is a big Chumrah. Absolvation told us between 140 and 160. But Moshe has a tshuva, has three different tshuvas where he writes three different degrees temperature. One he writes 165, one he writes 175, one he writes 185. 185, that's Mamash Yad Nichvis. So that opinion I don't think has been accepted, 185. I think the 175 has been accepted. You have to heat the wine till 175. I think so, that it should be considered Yaim Mevushal, that there won't be a din of Maga Akum on it. So again, so Chizkiya says the same, both by Chame Hur and by Chame Tveria, that if it's burning hot, Yatza lettuce is no good for Netilas Yadayim. What about to be Toivel? What about to be Toivel? Let's say a person wants to be Toivel in a mikveh. So if the mikveh is nishtanu marav, shine mara pasels mid the rabbanon. We just suggested before, maybe that's called the tikkun rabbanon came there. I said tikkun because in the kior, the ritva quotes a gemara, I think it's in Zvachim over there, that the meha kior of nishtanu marav is absurd there. I said. So if the water will be yatza lettuce, according to Rashi, the way Rashi learns the top Rashi on kufen base, that'll be also a shaila whether it's good or not. So this Gemara says, if you toivel in a mikveh, if you toivel a person is tamei, and is toivel in a mikveh of chami tveria, which is burning hot, yatza lettuce, that's not a problem. Not only if he's toivel the whole body, if he's toivel his hands, also good. Whenever the din requires, you want to eat bread, or you want to eat the truma, even Paris, so you have to have Netilas Yadayim to remove Yadayim Shnei Yasein. So if you tovel your hands in a mikveh, it's certainly good. So now the question is, does the mikveh for Tvilas Yadayim, not for Netilas Yadayim, does the mikveh for Tvilas Yadayim have to be Memsa'a, or is it enough if it's a Revius? So when a Torah, a Revius is good enough for Kalim. But when the Rabban of the Gemara said, in Nozer Lamedches, Bituli Batlua, The Rabbanon were mevatel that din derais, and they were machmer by a difference between a mikveh and a mayon. In a mikveh, they were machmer that you need memsor for tefilas kelim that are tomei. Taisa said, if you buy the kelim from menachri, that's a din in a Torah that you need memsor. But if you're talking about removing tumis from a Torah, it's enough. With revius and with the Rabbanon, they did away with it by mikveh. And by mayon, they never did away. So if you have a mayon, even if it's less than a revius, you can mitevel machtem itzinari. So what about Yadayim? They did away with the din that revius is enough for tvilas kalim, that atome. What about Yadayim? What about Yadayim that atome? The whole tumas are Yadayim to begin with is only midirabbanon. On the level of the rais, there's no such thing as tumas are Yadayim. And it could even be, we said yesterday, machloikas, the Ramam and the Rabbi, what do you need? Baim shneim, lechulin. So what's the question? Is it only Mishum Nekias or is it also Mishum Tumah? We want to remove the Tumah of Yadayim Shnei Yosein. That was the Sofik in the Chayorim. What if you touch the pair of tefillin in the middle of the meal, touch the Sefer Torah, whether you have to wash again? As I mentioned yesterday, someone I remember many years ago, someone asked my father, the Shaila. He's Mavis Sedra in the middle of his meal on Shabbos. So he saw in the Chayorim that if you touch a Sefer Torah, so it's a Sofik, maybe you have to wash again. We want to know whether the same din applies if you touch a printed chumash. Pashta says that not, that din, that kisvei hakodesh mitamei hayadayim, is only if it's written on klaf, the way it's supposed to be. But if you have kisvei hakodesh printed, Tanakh, So that's not the Tamis Hayadayim. Pashta says Mavisedra in the middle of the meal. You don't have to wash again your hands. That's L'choladei Esnat. Only if it's written on a cloth. So again, so Tosfos has two opinions over here. Where's the Tosfos? Yeah. The Paskinu b'bas birsa here. That Tosfos on Kuvavim al-Abdi Mamascha de Paskinu. So Tosfos has 2 days, and there's 2 days in the Mechaber, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. If you want to do Tvilas Yadayim, let's say there's a river. I want to dip my hands in the river. I want to dip my hands in the river in order to eat bread. We're touring in the summertime. We travel, we're touring. We can't bring so much water with us. Everyone should be able to wash until it's Yadayim. So we're going to wash. We're going to dip our hands. So if you take a cup and you take the water from the river and you pour it on your hands, that's the Tvilas Yadayim. What if you dip your hands in the river? Is that Tvilas Yadayim? If you do Tvilas Yadayim, if you do Tvilas Yadayim, it's also good. So the river has Memsoa, yeah, but the river is Zeichlim. The river is Zeichlim. So that's going to be a Gemara later, that Zeichlim is not a problem for the purpose of Tvilas Yadayim. Where is that? That's the top of Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph. We'll get there. The din is that Zeichlim, let's say if you have a river that's flowing, we said the pasuk in Parshas Shmini says, "Achmayan abar mikveh mayim yihyeh tahor." You can either be tovel in a mikveh or in a mayon. So if you tovel in a mikveh, the word mikveh means kavul b'kaima. The water is stagnant, standing still. It has to be be'eshborin. Eshborin means a shever, a crack in the ground. If the water is flowing in a river, so that's no good. That's a psul deraisa. Zechlin is a psul deraisa for a mikveh. And a mayon means. The Tanoi knew about the water cycle. They knew that there's only a certain amount of water in the whole wide world. And when the water comes down, so it evaporates and it goes basak, comes down, goes up, everything is the same. So the water comes down. So sometimes the water rolls down the side of the mountain and you have rivers from the rain that's rolling down or from the melting snows that's rolling down. So that's Megishamim. So Megishamim is not Netaher Bezechlin. If it's rolling, it's no good. But if the Megishamim, all the water comes from the rain and the snow. There is no other source. And there's a water cycle. So if the water goes under the ground long enough, that's a question, how long is long enough? It goes under the ground long enough till it shoots up, like a mayon. So then the din is that Zeichlim is good. Then it has a din of mayon. If it's not Zeichlim, then it's not a mayon. By definition, it's only a mayon if it's Zeichlim. So... So for a real tefillah deraisa, if a person wants to be toivel his whole body, and the level of deraisa, no such thing as toivel your hands. You can't have the hands of tummy, the rest of the body is tohar. So if you want to be toivel your body, in a mikveh, you need kovah b'kaima, the water should be stagnant. Unless you know that the source of the water, let's say the oceans, the source of the water in the oceans is under the ground, mayonis. There are mayonis all over the place. There's rainwater also, and there's snow also. There's melting snow. So the Mishnah says there's always a combination of both. Every river and every lake, there's always some of the water from under the ground, some of the water from the rain. So the question is, does it have the din of a mayon, or does it have a din of a mikveh? So the Mishnah says it depends on the rave. If the rave is 51% of the and 5% of the water is from the rainwater, then it is good bezeichlin. But if 51% of the water is from the mayonis, from under the ground sources, so that's why we assume, the Gemara makes an assumption like that, for every drop of rainwater or snow that falls into the ocean, there are at least 2 drops that come up from under the ground sources. So the roiv of the water in the ocean is from the mayonis. So even though the water in the ocean is rolling all over the place, the water is going from the Pacific to the Atlantic to the Indian Ocean. So going all over the world, everything is Zeichlin, but it's still good because it has a din of a mayon. But let's say you have a river, and the river is from rain and snow, and you don't think that the rive of the water in the river is from mayon. So that's Zeichlin. So if a woman wants to be tovel in that mikveh, that's no good. Or you bought silverware, or you bought pots and pans, you want to be tovel it. It's no good for a real tefillah. It's no good, but for the purpose of Netilas Yadayim, that's the next daf. The Gemara is going to say that Zeichlin is good for Tvilas Yadayim. for just like Nadila, the name is Mamish from a Kli. Mamish from a Kli, that's the opposite from learning mikveh. It's called the Tikkun Darabon came there. I said Tikkun, yeah, but it's patterned really after. So even the tefillah and the mikveh, we're made. If you tie your hands, it's good, even though it's zechlin. But Tosis has 2 days. Nachmo, the Tosis, the Ramaschot, the Paskino, and Ardav has 2 days. Do you have to be tie your hands in a puddle that has memsor? Or is it enough if the puddle has a revius? The Gemara says the mevatel revius for machdem itzinorius for tumah purposes. So were they also mevatel revius for tfilos yadayim? There's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber quotes the 2 days, and he says you can be makel. And then the Ramah recommends they should really be machmer. Then the Mishnah Berurah says not just the recommendation, he says the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim hold like that you do need them. So he points out the first one is Rashi. Rashi is, I think, on this, on the next daf. I think the Rashi is on the next daf. Rashi is on the next daf. Shenkan Shir Mikvi. The Rashi has Kuv Zainam and Aleph. When you have first 4 wide lines in Rashi, and then the fourth and the fifth narrow line, Ein kan shir mikveh. So Rashi says that you need memsor for tfilos yadayim. So the Mishnah Berurah points out in Bir Halacha that the Rubav, the Rishonim hold like that. It's not really proper to be maker like the Mechaber. Even though the Rambam just says l'chatchila should be machmer, but the Mishnah Berurah thinks it's more than l'chatchila. He says even if a person, let's say, doesn't have memsor. He was table his hands in a little puddle that's less than memsor, and he's eating a sandwich. Then in the middle, water becomes available. So he says he should really wash again. For the sheet of the rubber, that for the tfilas yodayim, for the tilas yodayim, all you need is a revius. The Gemara is going to explain. But for tfilas yodayim, you should really require memsor. Shouldn't really be enough with a revius. So let's go again. So Chizkiah holds that Chamehur and Chametveria are the same, that they're no good for the Tilas Yadayim. Okay. What about if a person wants to be Toivol in a mikveh? So he said, that's good. You can be Toivol your whole body in a mikveh of Chametveria, even though it's Yatzal Edisbo. And you can be Toivol Tilas Yadayim also in a mikveh, either of Memso'o, Rov HaRishayim, or a mikveh of Revius. Miyad Rishonim and the Mechaber, even though it's Yatzalet. So that's what does Chizkiah say? Again, Chamei Tveria, Chizkiah Einot Mem Leidaim, Abel Matbilim Behem Ayadaim. Just like a person can be Tevelach in burning hot water, it's not absorbed by a mikvah. It's not called Nishtanu. Nishtanu means Shinimara. But Nishtanu, it's burning hot. Even though Rashi says it's called Nishtanu from the Tilus Adayim, that's because the Tilus Adayim is based on Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. There has to be Kaviyosim, the way it was originally. So burning hot, well, Rashi holds, will be a Shinui, possibly. But by Mikveh, it's only Shinui. So he holds that you can be tovel your whole body in yatzalatus water, and you can be tovel yet. And what does Rabbi Yechon say? Kol gadolam. If you tovel whole body is good. But if you tovel your hands, the panav beraglav is lavdavke, means yodel. Rashi says there's no such thing as tumas apanim or tumas haraglaim. It's tumas hayadayim. So if he's tovel his hands, that's not acceptable. Freg digmar, how can that be? Hashda kol gufa tovel ben panav beraglav kol shken. If you can be tovel the whole body on yatzalatus water. How can you say that tefillos yadayim is no good? So Rav Pap explains what's going on. Bimkaimam, if you have chamei tveria in tveria in the location where it comes from under the ground, and you have the memso, okay, kol yamal aplei yidushari, that's fine. You have memso. Nishkol menai bimana, if you take it in a kli and it's yatzaledibol kol yamal aplei yidushari. Everybody agrees. Ben Chizkiah, Ben Rabbi Yochanan, they agree. You can't do it in tefillos yadayim with water that's yatzoledes, bo. He can't do it with water that's yatzoledes. Kipligi, when is there a machlokes Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan by Chamit Tverya, the Paskinu Bibaz Birsa, you had a mikveh of Memsa of Chamit Tverya, burning hot, Yatza lettuce, and then it floated away, and then there's a hapsaka in between. Again, keep ligi. When is there machleges chiski and Rabbi Yochanan de paskina bebas birsa? There's a little break. Marsava gazrina bas birsa ato mana marsava le gazrina. Yeah. So what happened over here? So here there are two pshatim in the rishonim. If you would have taken a cup full of a revius of water, you would have taken a pitcher and filled it up with the burning hot water from the chamit veria, and then poured it on your hands. They all agree that's no good. In a mana, it's no good. So the question is, because he's supposed to do Netilus Yadayim, even though Rabbi Yochanan says, Chami Ho'ur, he may use, again, even though Chami Ho'ur, he may use, even though it's Yatzoledes, that's how the Mechaber Paskin, even Yatzoledes is good, but Chami Tverya is a problem. Why should Chami Tverya be more Chomer than Chami Ho'ur? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells you. Look in the Lechem Chamudis, who quotes the Beis Yosef. He just says, look in the Lechem Chamudis. The Lechem Chamudis quotes the Beis Yosef and Hilchas Dantilus Yadayim, who points out it's a machlekes Rashi in the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in Brochus. So Rashi says, the issue that we're working on here is that it's Yatzoledes. So if you have water that you heated Chamehur, it wasn't possible from the very beginning. It started off as normal water. Naturally, water is not Yatza lettuce, and you heated it. So, but the Chamit Tverya, it was puzzled from the very outset. It was burning hot from the very outset. How's Rashi's Loshen? Rashi's explaining why Chamit Tverya is more Chomer. Where is it? It's worse. Even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that you can wash Netilus Yadayim with water, that's Yatzoledes. But this was burning hot. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan is more machmeh here. If you're going to take a pitcher and fill it up with the burning hot chamit very water, it's no good because it's yatzoledes. That's the Rashi. Why should it make a difference? So the Beis Yosef has a suggestion that according to the opinion that chamit ha'ur is no good, maybe it's no good. And Rashi said because nishtana mitaras mayim, the top line of Rashi in Kufay Mebeis, and over here, Rashi says the Chamit Tverya is no good because Lahoy Salam Shasa Kosh, even Rabbi Yochanan holds it, it's no good. If you take a pitcher and you fill it up, the Chamit Tverya is no good. So the Bishayis at first raises a possibility, maybe even if you wait 2 minutes and it cools down and it's only lukewarm, maybe it's still no good. Once it's Nishtanu, it's Nishtanu. So it's no good. Then he rejects that. He thinks that's wild. He doesn't think that Rashi meant that. That because it was once Nishtanu, if you put in orange juice or you put in wine into the mikveh and it has a shinimara, so then it's going to remain pasul. Because man that has a shinimara, it's going to be pasul with the rabbana. But to say it's called nishtanu because you cooked it, even though it cooled down again, that's too big a chiddush. He backs out from that. So but he does point out that the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, a quote from the Rabbeinu Yonah, a totally different shot. What's the issue here? Based on the Hemshech HaGemara, based on the later Rashi, that Chamei Tverya tastes awful. It's not Roy Lachilos Odom. It's not Roy Lachilos Behema. The Behema would need it. An Odom would need it. So that's the issue. That's the issue. So what's Taka the Din? When you're Tovel in a mikveh, does the water have to be Roy Lachilos Odom or Roy Lachilos Behema? What's Taka the Din? So the next Taisus discusses that. A lot of interesting halachas on this daf. Interesting dinim and mikvahs and ilchas, interesting dinim and Netilus Yadayim. So Taisus has a contradiction between the two gemaras. There is a Gemara in Zvachim. The next verse, Divra Mascha, Maim Shenipsu. The Gemara in Zvachim has a Lashon. If Porosh Shocha B'Shoysa Hemenu, if you have a mikveh, if a cow is thirsty and it will lean over into the river and drink the water, Porosh Shocha B'Shoysa, the cow would lean over and drink the water, then it's good to be toivel in such a mikveh, such a river. If ain't Porosh Shocha B'Shoysa, then it's no good. So it would seem from the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chabeis that a mikveh is only acceptable if the cow would drink it. Our Gemara talks about our Gemara quotes Tosefta and Yadayim, the middle of the Daf, two lines later. Maim shenipsula mishtias habehema. How is it nipsula mishtias habehema? Rashi writes Sruchim. It tastes awful. Ocham itveria tastes awful. The behema won't drink it. Is it good or not? So the Gemara says, "Bikarka ksherim, for a mikveh it is good. Bikalim psulim, if you're going to do netilas yadayim from a kli, it's not acceptable. It has to be roi l'shtiyas peima. Some machroinim by the loshen has to be roi l'achilas adam. So the Lechem Chamudas writes, what in the world are they talking about? Man d'char shmei, no one ever spoke about achilas. It has to be roi l'achilas peima, not l'shtiyas adam. Behemoths will drink a lot of things that we're never going to drink. So our Tosefta says, even though it's not roi l'achilas behema, it's not roi l'shtiyas behema, if you're toivel in it, then it's good for a mikveh. And the Gemara in Zvachim says, faker, only parah shoicha b'shoisa. If a parah will not drink it, it's not roi l'shtiyas ha-para, then it's no good for a mikveh, so it's a stira. So Tosis gives the teretz. The two different issues. Where's the Teretz and Tosis? So Tosis explains, sometimes it rains and you have, the street is not paved. So you have a big mud puddle. So sometimes you have so big a mud puddle, it has a revius. And on the level of the rice, a revius is enough to be double kelim tamem. I want to put in a fork that's tame. Or you may have such a gigantic mud puddle, it's possible for Adam to be toivel. First wants to be toivel in the mikveh to remove the tumah. Then I'll take a shower afterwards to clean off all the mud, all the dirt. So the question is that if you have a mud puddle, is that acceptable as a mikveh? You have memso of a mud puddle, is that acceptable? So the question is it offer with a little water in it, or is it water with a little offer in it? If it's offer with a little water, then it's no good. Does it have a shame mayim? So if pora sheikha v'shoysa, then I declare it as mayim. If ain't a pora sheikha v'shoysa, then it's called offer and you can't be tevil b'offer. So that's what the Gemara in Zvachim is determining. Pora sheikha v'shoysa determines is it mayim, because the mikveh has to be achmayim bar mikveh mayim, has to be mayim. If it's mud, if it's offer with a little water mixed in, that's not called a mikveh mayim. Agamar is talking, it pours like water, but it tastes awful. So that's a different shaila. So it tastes awful, the behemoth will never drink it. It's smelly, it's awful, whatever. It's burning hot, but whatever the problem is. But who says it has to be roi l'shtiyas behemoth? So that's what Tosis explains, the two different issues. The Gemara in Zvachim means if you have to be done, is it so thick that it's dinaka offer? Or is it so thin that it's mine with a little of a mixed in? So that depends on pora sheikha b'shoysa. But Agamar is talking, it does pour like water, but it's awful tasting. So that doesn't bother me. That bothers me when it tindles yadayim, but it doesn't bother me for tfilas hayadayim. So again, so the Gemara says, if you toivel your hands, if you can be toivel kol haguf in chametveria, despite the fact that the Hametzveria was lohoisalosh asakosh, it's burning hot. Or the way the Rabbeinu Yonah said, despite the fact that it's not roil ishtias hakelev, not roil ashtias behema, because it tastes awful, it's bitter, it tastes awful. So if you're toivel in it, that's not a problem. To do it until it's your dime problem, it for sure is no good. The shaila is, what about some of the water, you want to be toivel your hands in it, and some of the water is separated. So that's what the Rishonim have two pshatim here. What do you mean? The water that's separated doesn't have memsoah. It doesn't have memsoah. Or it does have memsoah. So those were the 2 days. When you 2 days in Taisus, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, Mechab and Rama. If you toivel your hands in a river that only has ravits, it doesn't have mem, so is that acceptable? So the Mishnah Brura says we should be machmer because Rav and Rishonim hold that you do need bemso. So that's what we're talking over here, that I'm being toiv on my hands in a little puddle that has a revius, but this revius is connected. What's, I think we discussed a little bit yesterday. No, that was a different shiur that I gave yesterday. There's a din that, let's say I have an Italian bread, a long piece of bread, and I'm tame, and I attach one end of the bread. So we have a kala maga de miksosa ke maga bekula. Not only does the bread become tame, where I touched it, the whole bread is one piece, but the whole bread becomes tame. I touch an apple. I touch the apple over here. So the apple is one unit. It grows like that. A bread is only artificially mechuber, but it's also called mechiber. The bread is also mechuber. What if I have a sliced bread and I touch the first slice? Only the first slice becomes tummy. Second slice is you have to be done. The din is that it's not. Okay, so only the first slice will be tummy. But if it's all one chibur, then it's all tummy. So what if you have, let's say, you have a mikveh, you have a mikveh only has 30 saw, another mikveh only has 30 saw, and you have a pipe connecting in between. So that pipe has an opening, kishvaferis anod. What is a shvaferis anod? So the Mishnah Mikvah says shvaferis anod, means you take these two fingers, the index finger and the middle finger, that's called the shteyatzbois chozus lemekaimon. The opening can't be so tiny, an inch and a half by a half an inch, or by 3/4 of an inch. It can't be like that. It has to be chozus lemekaimon. It has to be at least a circular shape, circle. And there's a machlokes in the Mefarshim. What does it mean? Chazus l'mekayman. The shdei atzbois is the radius of the circle, or that's the diameter of the circle. Most usually assume shdei atzbois chazus l'mekayman. That's the diameter of the circle. And you have to have not just enough of an opening, a pipe large enough to be able to fit these two fingers in, to be mechaber the two mikvahs together. So even if you toivel in one mikvah the other, it's considered, yeah, it's not considered your toivel in a 30 saw, it's mechuber, your toivel in a 60 saw. Even though where your toivel are only 30 saw. But so you have to have kishwa feris hanod. The Gemara is going to say on the next daf, let's say a person wants to be toivel yadayim in order to eat bread. So we said there's a machlekes harishayim where the tefillas yadayim is certainly good for eating bread. You don't dafka need tefillas yadayim. Tefillas yadayim is also good, but there were 2 days in the Rishonim where they need memso or not. And the Ramah said, lachatchila nochen lachmer, and the Mishnah Berurah said, more than lachatchila nochen lachmer. He says, ruba de ruba with the Rishonim, and Rashi, and the Rambam. Most of the Rishonim say you do need memso. So let's say you need memso, but you don't have memso. You have a revius here, and you have memso over there, and the connection is less than, the pipe connecting the two is less than shvateres hanod. So that's a gemara in the next daf, on kuv zayin amid aleph, the Tosis points out that even though normally you need a chibur kishvateres hanod, here we're mekel. And even though usually when you're doing tefillah, if the mikveh is zechlin, the water is a river, and the water is rolling. It's not a mayon, where roiv of the water comes from under the ground sources. The roiv of the water comes from the rainwater, and make shamim, hapshor ashlogim, the melting of the snow. So if roiv of the water comes from the make shamim, so zechlin is no good. Hereby, tefillas yodayim, we're mekel on the zechlin, and we're mekel on the chibur, that the chibur doesn't have to be kishvaveres anot, even less is also good. We'll have to see that gemara. The Rashi and the Tosis pointed out. The Tosis points it out in one line. V'ibizia. The Tosis kovzana v'ibizia. Rashi has it also. The two kulas. So again, the gemara has over here. If you have the Chamei Tveria, which are bitter tasting, for Netilas Yadayim, if you're going to take a pitcher and fill it up with Chamei Tveria, it's no good for Netilas Yadayim because it's not Roy Lishtiyas Behema. But if you're going to be tovel your hands in it, then the Gemara says, if it's bimkaimam, if it has memsah, it's certainly good. If it rolled away and it's shaloi bimkaimam, and it doesn't have memsah, it only has revius. It only has revius. So even though, in general, if you would have, according to the Sam Rishonim, if you have a revius, it's good for tefilas yodayim. But over here, since it came from water that wasn't royal shtias behema, so here we would be machmer a big chumra otu kli. If you would have put it in a kli, it would be no good. So even though it's not in a kli, it should have been good. It's no good. Then the other opinion in the Rishonim is, this is a minority opinion, the Mishnah Berurah says this, you can be mekalan. Their other opinion is, even though you do have memso, if it's originally bimkom, if the Chami Tveria is in its original location, you have memso, it's a big puddle, and then your tevel yadayim is certainly good. Because if it's good for tefilos kol aguf, it's certainly good for tefilos hayadayim. But if it moved to another location, and where you've been tevel, so if you have memso, it's also good. But if you don't have memso, you have less than memso, but it's still mechuber. You have a little connection. It doesn't even have to be Kishvah Feres Anod. You have a little bit of a connection to the Memsoa. Salpidin, it's considered as if you do have Memsoa. So it really should have been good. So that's a wild chumrah that the Mishnah Berurah is making on that. That's a wild chumrah that even Alpidin, you have Memsoa, but since it looks separate, so we make a Gzera Atumana. If it would have been in a Kli, it would have been no good. For Netilas Adayim, it's no good. So even for Tfilas Adayim, it's also no good. So that's a machlokes rishonim, whether the chumrah goes even so far that al pidin you have a chibur, and the chibur is enough to make memsoah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that there's room to be mekalan. So the Gemara says, kitanoi, this machlokes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, after we just explained, Rapop explained what they're fighting about, that it's nifsal machilas abeheme, and it's not bimkomam, and it has where it is, has less than memsoah. And either it is still connected or it's not connected. So do you make a gzera or to an ekli? So that seems to be a machlokes hatanoim. Why? It's a tosefta in yadayim. I'm shenifsalim mishtias habehema. It's not royal achilas behema. Why? Because hisrichu, it's awful. Okay. And what happens? So if it's bekelim, and if you're pouring it on your hands, it's no good. Because when the tilus yadayim has to be royal shtias behema. If it's bikarka, you're doing tfilas yodayim, it is good. Rav Shimon Allah Zerayim, af bikarka, tovah behem kol gufo, aval not yodav. Freg bikmar, how can that be? Hashtu kol gufo, tovah behem, yodav loy kolshkin. El alav, it must be this kind of a case, of all kamer fligi, where they make the gzera the rabbanon or not. So that is the machloikas. Let's see, the next gemara we already discussed yesterday. Tilus yadayim leperis, emizam the malaperis that we discussed. Then the big taisus on the base, we discussed most of that taisus. Okay, we discussed most of that. Now we're up to Tana Rabbanan, I think. Yeah, the last line on Kuvavim and Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes a braisa. The three different shiurim, when you wash Netilas Yadayim, how far do you have to wash? You have to wash till the elbow. How far do you have to wash? Yeah. Have to wash till the elbow, maybe till the shoulder. How far? So netilas yadayim lechulin arab perik till a certain joint. And if you want to eat truma, that the netilas yadayim the bread the pas is mishum srach truma. So the original din was yadayim shnei saying for truma. And then they extended it to netilas yadayim lechulin, which was an extension of truma. It could be mekel one joint less. Lit truma you need another joint, and the kiddush yadayim raglaim you need all the way. And then it says, fine. All the dinim chatzitz apply. Okay. So the question is, what are the prokem over here? So Rashi translates like this. On the thumb, there are only two. The Mishnayos talk about ramach evorim. A male body has 248 evorim. What's an aver? An aver is basa gidden, basa gid ve'etzem. So in the four fingers leaving out the thumb, there are three bones, till the first joint, till the second joint, till the third joint. Each one is, this is one aver, two avarim, three avarim. Each one is another aver because it's another bone. And then from the elbow till the wrist is one long bone. So that's another aver. You have to have a whole bone and a gid and a little basa. So Rashi learns the tilis yadayim for chulin is enough till the second joint, which is parallel to the first joint on the thumb. And then for truma, you have to go till the end, till the knuckles, till the third joint, and on the thumb, that's the second joint, the whole finger. And until it said, and for kiddush adayim v'raglayim purposes, you have to go till the wrist. That's how the brisa says. Then the Gemara says, Omarav, adkan l'chulin, adkan l'truma. Rab said over the brisa, the way it says, that for chulin is one joint less. Rashi learns till the two joints, and by the thumb, the first joint, and the truma, the second joint. And Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel Amar at kan ben l'chulin ben l'truma, the same shear l'chumra. They're just like l'truma. You need till the knuckles. So l'chulin also you need till the knuckles. Rav Sheshe Sama at kan ben l'chulin ben l'truma l'kula. He says no. Just like l'chulin is enough till the second joint and the thumb till the first joint, so the truma is the same. You make all on that. Isn't it against the brisa? The brisa says not so. So Tosis explains how Rav Sheshes read the brisa. So it's a machloikis. Shmuel and Rav says over the brisa the way it says, that there's a difference between how much you have to wash, how much of the fingers you have to wash for bread and for truma. And for truma is slightly more chomer, because that was the original takana, and for bread was a srach truma, so you make a little bit there. And Shmuel and Rav Sheshes say you don't distinguish. Shmuel says both lechumra, and Rav Sheshes says both lekula. Okay. Amar Bahadaya, so one of the chachamim says, Habikim the kameh de Rabbi Ami, Yama akan ben l'chulin ben l'truma l'chumra. It says Rabbami was machmir that even for chulin you need till the knuckles. Well, etema Rabbami mishum the kohen who, and don't think that it's only because he was a kohen. So he was in the practice of eating truma, and for truma you have to wash till the knuckles. So that's why he was machmer, even when he ate bread that was chulin, he would also be machmer that he shouldn't confuse himself. But if you're not a kohen, you're never going to eat truma, then there's no reason why you should be machmer. He said, that's not the reason why he did it. Or Rabbi Yosha, Rabbi Shimon Levi, he was a grandson of Rabbi Shimon Levi, he was a Levi. He wasn't a kohen. And he also said the same thing. So that's what we should do. Fine, so you go to chumer. So how come we wash all the way till the wrist? So the answer is because Tesis quotes another shita that everything is moved up. So what's moved up? So lechulin you need till the knuckles, lechuma you need till the wrist, kiddush dam ragam you need till the elbow. Woo! You need till the elbow. And then the Gemara says that Rav Mayoshe and Shmuel wa machma ben l'truma ben l'chulim should be the same shir l'chumra. So they both have to be till the wrist. And then the kiddush ha'raglayim has to be till the elbow. Yeah. The din is that the kohanim have to wash their hands. The Gemara says in Sotah Perek Eilei Nemorim. The Gemara quotes all the dinim there about duchening, because the Mishnah in Eilei Nemorim, that's the middle of Sotah around Daf Lamed. So it's the Perek begins with all the dinim where there's a mitzvah of Amira reciting something. Are you only yotzei if you say in the original Hebrew? Or you are Yotzi Kriya Shema in Kiddush and Abdullah, if you say in translation also. So the Mishnah says which mitzvah Samira have to be recited in the original Hebrew Kichsavai, and which can be recited in translation. So it says that Duchening has to be in the original Hebrew. So the Gemara gives you all the dinim of Duchening over there. So the Gemara says the Kohanim, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, they would wash Kiddush Lam Raglayim, so the Kohanim have to wash their hands before they Duchen, because Duchening is also like an Avodah. So according to the one pshat, for duchening, you have to wash till the wrist. But if we're machmer that you have to wash until it's your dime for bread, and for truma till the wrist, and then for duchening, you have to wash till the elbow. So a lot of times when the levim are washing the kohanim's hands, so the kohanim have the watch on over here. And the Levim don't want to ruin the watch. So they're careful not to pour too much water. So they don't even get it. They cover till the wrist. They don't even wash their hand till the wrist. So the makel is if mikar adin is enough till the knuckles. That no one holds like that. For kiddush la'im raglayim, it's either till the wrist or till the elbows. The kula is the wrist. For bread, mikar adin, we really hold l'hakol. For bread and truma, really mikar adin till the knuckles, and we're only machmer until the wrist. So then on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'av, we go basa the ikadin. Whenever you wash until the night, when you wake up in the morning, or you want to eat bread, so mikar adin, it's only till the knuckles, and the wrist is a chumer. So where there's no room for a chumer, then you only wash till the knuckles. But for duchening, it's mikar adin is till the wrist, and the chumer is to go all the way till the elbow. Here, Taisus, the big Taisus, Amarav, Atan Lechulin. So Taisus at the end quotes, there's a discussion in Gemara Erechen. In Loshem Bnei Adam, what's included when a person says he wants to donate to the Beis HaMikdash the weight of his arm in gold? People have such an idea. Or the couple was married for so long till they finally had a baby and they're so excited. So they say they want to donate to the Beis HaMikdash in appreciation to the Rabbanu Shalom. They're giving them the baby. They want to give the baby's weight in gold. So you have to weigh how much the baby weighs and figure out how much gold would sell for if it's that weight. The baby's 10 pounds, whatever, 15 pounds. So you give 15 pounds of the value of 15 pounds in gold. So what if a person donates the weight of his arm in gold? So how much of the arm do you have to put on the scale? How much of the arm do you have to put on the scale? And how do you figure it out? So the Mishnah discusses. So based on that Gemara, the Gemara has a stira. How come? So the answer is Beloshem and Yadam, it means an arm means one thing. Beloshem and Torah, it's not necessarily the same thing. So the question is, it says, Kshatim le'osal yodecho. So how far is the yad? How far does the yad go? So we all put tefillin on the kivoris. And the Rabbi Natam, and the end of the Taisa says, kivoris, the last line in the Taisa, Diba Maschal Omar Rav. So the Rabbi Natam says, kivoris means the kvutzus abasa, where the muscle is. When you move it, so the muscle moves up. So that's where you put. The way Rashi reads that Gemara, Rashi would put tefillin over here, below the elbow. That's how Rashi is forced into learning that Gemara. So Taisus just points out, depending on how far the Kiddush Adai Raglaim is, will determine where he's supposed to put the tefillin. Because the Gemara there in Erechen talks about the different dinim. This is Lashem Adam, this is Alach Lamashem Messina, and this is what a Yad really is. Lashem Torah, there are three different shiurim. Lashem Adam is one shiur, and Lashem Torah is another shiur, and Alach Lamashem Messina is a third shiur. So if you learn all the Taisus and it comes on that Rashi put on tefillin on the arm over here, not over here, not on the muscle. Rashi put it below the elbow. Wild Gemara here. Okay, the last line is an udin Omar Rav. The Gemara says a person can. That's a person who's traveling in the summertime. I go touring with a whole group of people when the world is in a normal state. So we don't take, a lot of times, we don't take so much water. So a lot of times we take along sandwiches to eat and we have to wait till we find a place where we're going to find water to be able to wash Netilas Yadayim. So the question is, maybe you can wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning and be careful. Wear gloves and be careful not to be in Mesiyaf Tas from the Shmiras Hayadayim. So that's what it sounds like. Omar Rav, the last line on Kuvav and Mebeis, not Lodim Shteyodim Shakris, and Masnalem Kalayam Kula, Shine. He's going to be in a place where there isn't enough water. So let him wash his hands in the morning, have in mind to watch that it shouldn't become, he shouldn't be Mesiach Das, shouldn't become again Yadayim, Stam Yadayim, that you have to wash again. So the bottom Tosis is bothered with Akasha. There are two Gemaras and Brachas, but the Gemara says, Tekef l'netilis yadayim bracha. So the more famous Gemara is talking about Tekef l'netilis yadayim achrayinim bracha. You shouldn't wash mayim achrayim too far in advance of Birchas Hamazon. You should wash mayim achrayim right before you're about to recite Birchas Hamazon. So what if you have 25 people sitting around the table? So someone's going to have to wait a long time. So the one is Benchi Mezumin, he's going to say the benching, and the other's going to be Yitze. So he should be mechaben him to be the last one to wash. Until the Sedaim Bracha goes on immediately after Mayim Achrayim, that's when you should recite Birchas Hamazon. Then there's a second Gemara in Brachas that says the same thing. Take him until Sedaim Bracha goes on soon after Mayim Rishayim, you should say Hamaitzi. You shouldn't pause too long. So there, also, let's say the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber quotes in Shulchan Aruch, that the Rosh had the practice that when he was the father of the household, and he would say Hamaitzi and cut the chal and give a piece of chal to everybody, it would be the last one to wash, because that's the covet is, the one who washes last will have the shorter amount of pause in between the Netilas Yadayim and the Hamaitzi. So there's a din, both take him until Sedaim Bracha by Mayim Achrayim and benching, and Mayim Rishayim in Hamotzi also. So how can the Gemara say, you wash your hands in the morning, then you go on a trip, and 6 hours later, you're going to eat your sandwich. But that's not take it, that's 6 hours later. This is the kasha that Taisus had. So we'll know that tomorrow. We'll start with this kasha. I don't know, we'll have to discuss. Should we finish the Gemara? Or should we do Parsha? Maybe we should do Parsha. Okay, we'll take a democratic vote. And a recommendation was made that I should do a little Pirkei Avos on Friday morning. So, believe that, I'll do that. I think the suggestion was we should have it at 10:15 in the morning. I'll have to. They didn't tell me exactly what time. So we'll try to do a little Pirkei Avos on Friday, possibly 10:15. And then if you choose to do Chumash tomorrow, Parsha, then we'll continue in Chulin on Sunday. We'll finish. There isn't so much more about until the Sedaim. They're all important dinim here. Okay, good. Then we'll get back to Basa B'chol. Bakasha.
Shouldn't Kohanim have to wash their feet also before Duchening, like Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim?
I don't know. It's a good point. Why the Gemara doesn't say? The Gemara just says, see, they can say this. They just have to wash the hands. You're asking on the Gemara. You're asking on the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara make a takana? They should wash their feet also. I don't know. The Rambam writes that you have to wash your hands. The Rambam understands the Gemara in the end of brachas. When you wake up in the morning, you say bracha on the tilus yadayim. So the Rambam says it's not because of ruach ra. It is not because the Gemara says there is an issue of ruach ra. Maybe the Manazer is no longer. Ruach Ra will have to discuss it on the next daf. But he says the Netilas Yadayim with the Bracha is not because of Ruach Ra. It will just be Ruach Ra. It's Mishum Sakana, just like Mayim Achrayim. So you shouldn't say a Bracha on that. So the Rambam says the Netilas Yadayim has a Bracha before Mincha, before Marav also. Whenever you're about to daven, just like Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So he said the Rambam says you have to wash your hands and your feet before you daven Shachris, Mincha, and Marav. And you say a Bracha. So the Rabbi says, wash your feet. What are you washing your feet for? You just have to wash your hands. So I think some comment that the Rambam lived in an Arabic country. The Rambam lived in Egypt where the people walked barefoot. So they had to wash their feet in order to be clean because they were walking in the mud. They didn't have paved streets. So the streets were filthy. So you have to wash not only hands, you got to wash your feet also. Stam Yadayim are dirty. So Stam Raglayim are also dirty. And the Rabbit lived in a cultured part of France, in southern France, in Perpignan, I think. Or no, the Miri lived there. They lived in southern France. So there, everybody wore shoes. So he says, you don't have to wash your feet. I don't know. It's a good question. In Beis HaMikdash, you have to wash Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Maybe that's why. Maybe because in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not allowed to wear shoes and socks. It'll be a chatzitza. Gemara says if the kohen's going to wear shoes and socks, it's no good. It's possible that way. It's possible because of chatzitza. So then then just like the hands would be stam yadayim on the level of their eyes, stam yadayim, you have to wash kiddush yadayim, so you have to wash kiddush raglayim. But if you're wearing shoes or socks or both, or sneakers, whatever, then the feet are not getting dirty. Maybe that's why. I don't know. Good question. Okay. Very good.